Der Töpfer und sein Schutzengel, The Potter and His Guardian Angel. The large format oil painting was painted by the former Bauhaus ceramicist Johannes Driesch in 1929. It remained unfinished due to his early death in 1930. Driesch is one of the first Bauhaus artists to dedicate themselves to the ceramics department. However, encouraged by his master Gerhard Marx, he recognized that his main interest lay with painting, not with pottery. For this reason, he even received special permission to remain in the Dornburg workshop, but he was only allowed to work with painting. Driesch again takes up the theme of pottery in his paintings. Potters and angels are flanked by a young mother with child. This is a motif that occurs frequently with Marx and Driesch. Often both portray Driesch's wife Lydia, who is also part of the Bauhaus pottery group. The subsequent portrayal of their wedding by Lydia Driesch-Foucart illustrates both the living conditions as well as the perception of the community by the Dornburg population.
The wedding was celebrated on Whitsun in mid-May. It was a wonderful celebration, despite the fact that this was not that easy with our poverty and general living conditions in 1921. We still had food ration cards. Driesch needed a wedding suit above all else. I still had old white hand-woven linen mattress covers from home. I cut them up and sewed Driesch a white wedding suit with a white necktie. It was a fine suit, and the silvery white of the old linen looked good with his blonde hair. I wore my traditional Haglanort dress. I come from a family of Haglanorts and so wore a red bodice gown with a wide black border and a white blouse. And so it was that in the morning we climbed the narrow steps up to the village to Dornburg Town Hall and the registry office with Marx and Lindig as marriage witnesses. On our return, the baker's wife was standing at our door and, as the first to congratulate us, handed us a loaf of bread and a pot containing salt. By now, the others had arrived. Dieter Helm had plaited me a bridal garland, a crown of blue forget-me-nots, pink daisies, and white lily of the valley, the delicate, slightly curved ends of which floated above the crown. Outside on the street, between the wall and the workshop, a large table was laid out in the sun. People had laid boards on trestles, and everyone, especially Mrs. Marx and Mrs. Crehan, lent crockery and tablecloths to create a beautiful table setting. Crehan himself had donated a large rabbit that we roasted. As far as I can remember, we had it with potato salad, a veritable feast at that time. Mrs. Marx had also somehow managed to rustle up two chops and asparagus from somewhere that were meant only for the bride and groom. I seem to remember Marx even giving a short speech. A number of friends from Weimar visited us that afternoon. Everyone brought a cake with them, and out of the blue, we even had coffee beans, a rarity at the time. So we went on to enjoy an impressive spread over a very enjoyable afternoon cup of coffee. About 20 paces away on the right stood a wall of Dornburg children and adults who were interested in what was going on. Marx and Lindig then started the wedding dancing in the evening in the large kitchen which had been cleared out. Hirschfeld sat on the washcopper with his accordion and played some of his self-composed dances, to which we danced until midnight. Locals of Dornburg again pressed their faces to the kitchen windows, clearly never having seen the light before.